We continue with our study of the Sermon on the Mount. And today we look at a problem that existed long before. It continued to exist in the time of the Lord Jesus, and it continued on with the days of the apostles, and we have this a very similar problem today. What is that problem? The problem, stated very bluntly, is the problem of false teachings, false teachers, false prophets, you name them. They are there. And they will continue to be there. And this is something that we need to be warned about, and so that we may be able to take the precautions that are necessary. And so the Lord Jesus Christ had to explain to them how things work out, how things stand. And Matthew very carefully recorded this in Matthew 7, 13 to 19. So instead of reading the text together like this, I would suggest that you take time to read this on your own as we study this particular segment. What are false prophets? The Lord Jesus Christ tries to describe them. And he calls them wolves in sheep's clothing. But they are in fact ravenous wolves. But what are these? I mean, it's a nice imagery. The problem is, what does it mean? How do we actually discern them? And the Lord Jesus Christ went on to talk about how we can discern them. And he said very clearly, by the fruit of their lives. And he just simply puts it, a bad tree cannot bear good fruits. Obviously, a bad tree will bear bad fruits. That's very, very obvious. But what is it about the Lord Jesus? What was he saying when he said all these words? That's important for us to take note of. You see, the problem here is that these false prophets, false teachers, wolves in sheep's clothing, are actually offering an alternative way to what the Lord Jesus Christ had taught. The Lord calls that the broad way. Now, this is something that we need to look at very, very carefully. What does that really, really mean? You see, when you take a look at the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he stood for, all that he had taught from Matthew 5 and 6, now chapter 7, we talk about the cultivation of character and the Beatitudes. We talk about wrong ideas about praying, how we must learn to seek the Lord personally, committedly, how we must learn how to do things properly, genuinely, and so on and so forth. All of these things were good things, but to those who are false, as far as they are concerned, they are too hard to actually attempt them. Nobody will probably succeed in their opinions. And so what they do is to offer what we may call an alternative route, the broad way, as it were. What does that mean, the broad way? In other words, you don't have to follow the Lord Jesus. You don't have to follow all that he had said. You can take some of those things as you wish, and then, you know, it's okay. Everything is all right. Just don't go into narrow. Well, that's how people today, people are called narrow-minded. They are called very narrow in their thinking. Meaning to say that anybody today who believes in the scriptures and the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, they are going to be targeted. And so they will offer all kinds of things. They don't want to deal with sin. They don't want to deal with development of character. They don't want to talk about faith. They don't want to talk very much about giving. They want to talk about any things that the scriptures have been emphasizing. Basically, it is, listen, do whatever you think is right, whatever you think is best, whatever you think it works for you. That's basically the idea. And the Lord Jesus Christ has to tell them, that this is not what he taught. This is not what it means to be a true believer and a disciple. The words of the Lord Jesus to the first disciples was very straightforward, very clear. Follow me. I will make you fishers of men. But what these people are proclaiming is, don't follow the Lord Jesus. Don't talk about winning people to the Lord. Just do as you please. You can still call yourself a Christian. You can still call yourself, a believer. You can still go to church. You can do all the things which you like to do. But if it is anything that is difficult, they offer all kinds of compromises. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ meant when he talked about this broad way. Who are the ones teaching? Obviously, false teachers, false prophets. Why do people like to call themselves false prophets in the first place? The Lord calls them false. Well, because of the fact that they feel that when a person is a prophet, he has a special standing. He is very close to God. He has authority. He has power. And he can demand things. He can be expected to be given all kinds of high status. Basically, they want to be respected. They want to be honored by people. Well, this isn't very far from what the Lord Jesus Christ taught about the hypocrites. When they pray, they want people to hear them pray. When they give, they want people to know that they're giving a lot. When they do all of these things for public show, as far as the Lord Jesus is concerned, these are hypocrites. When we actually want to pray, we want to give, we want to serve the Lord, we don't want to draw attention to ourselves, for we are but servants of the Lord. But the broad way actually attempts to do away with whatever the Lord Jesus Christ stood for. Do away with whatever he has taught. Just do it a different way. You can do it in a different way. Not a problem. And that would be, as it were, accepted by God. But this was not true. These things were not accepted by the Lord. These things will lead to destruction. It is not salvation they are offering. They are slowly drawing people into their groups. And what happens is that these ravenous wolves will feed on them. They don't care how they destroy, they just will. So what is the right way? The Lord Jesus Christ tells us very, very clearly that the right way is simply the narrow way. Right? Let's take a look at verse 13 now. Enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. This is what the Lord said without apology. He's not saying it is easier. He's not saying that it is going to be less difficult. He is saying that following him is a difficult road to walk on. And it's pretty narrow in the sense of, you just have to be very careful, because on the left and the right, there are stairs, there are bogs, there will be all kinds of quicksand or mushy, boggy areas. And those things are very dangerous. And yet, on the surface, they look to be absolutely normal. Well, that's not exactly how it works. And so the Lord's teachings may seem to be difficult. We must take time to pray. We got to examine our hearts. We have to check ourselves. We have to cultivate the Beatitudes. All these things will demand time and attention and everything else that is difficult. But at the end of it all, what would we find? A good life, a good heart, and it will bring forth good fruits. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ was trying to teach his disciples. Right? Now, as we take a look at this whole challenge of it all, we begin to realize that we need to be refreshed about what the scriptures teach us about what the Lord Jesus Christ stood for. Take time to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. In fact, take time to read the Gospels again and look at what the Lord Jesus Christ stood for and what he did. Now, it's important for us to take a look at the passages in the Old Testament and in the New, and to see what these false prophets in the Old Testament did. In Jeremiah 23, there was a very strong chapter written by Jeremiah to warn about these false prophets. Let's quickly take a look at this particular text so that we can see this and be warned about what they can do, right? So 23, we read, "Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture." So what have they done? In verse 2, the Lord said, "You have scattered my flock, driven them away, not attended to them." Right? Now, this is exactly what they have done. And unfortunately, they are not going to go away easily. Right? Look at verse 11. "Both prophet and priest are profane. In my house I have found their wickedness. Their way shall be to them like slippery ways." This is called the broad way in the language of the Lord Jesus. Actually, the way is slippery. "In the darkness they shall be driven on and fall in them. I will bring disaster on them the year of their punishment. They have prophesied by Baal, they caused my people Israel to err. They commit all kinds of bad things." Well, there we go. So that's Jeremiah 23. Now, in the New Testament, we have another text that the Apostle Paul wrote. And this was to Timothy, to tell him, to warn him about these things that were coming in the future. Their future is a present now. "Know this," the Lord disciple, the Lord's apostle Paul said, "in the last days, perilous times will come." What will they be like? "People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power." And the word was, "From such people, turn away." You can read the whole text in 2 Timothy 3. What is it all about? Well, the Lord tells us that these people will come. They all classify under the category called false prophets. They don't really have to be prophets. They're just simply wrong and sinful. And that's where they are. So what's our challenge? And I think this is something for us to understand. Our challenge is we must know our faith well. Two, we must guard our souls carefully. We must be more discerning. And anytime we come across false teachings, false words, false ideas, whatever, it could be on Instagram, it could be in Facebook postings, it could be in any media, the moment you recognize this is not true, this is not what the scriptures teach us, the best thing to do, the wisest thing to do, unfriend, chuck, get them out of your system. This is what the Lord warns about. They may not be false prophets in a true sense of the word false prophets, but what we see in 2 Timothy 3 are people who are out there. We may even see them as a friend, but look at them. They are headstrong, they are haughty, they have a form of godliness, but there is really no power in their lives at all. You can know them by their fruits, obviously. And so when we have these words of warning by the Lord Jesus, we must take great care. Otherwise, we're going to get caught up with all these wrong teachings, and we will end up losing out on the Lord's goodness and the Lord's blessings. So let's be careful. Let's not choose the way that is broad because it will lead to destruction. Let's carry on in our determination to follow the Lord Jesus as our Savior, as our teacher, as our Lord. His lifestyle is something we want to adopt and to adapt to our own selves. And that really would be the best thing and the wisest thing to do. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the words of warning of the Lord Jesus. Help us to understand how we can truly become more discerning. And we read in the scriptures, both in the Old Testament and the New, describing people who are in that realm, in that category of false teachers, false prophets. Help us to know what they are seeking to do. And we pray that you will give us the grace and the strength to reject all things which are false and to remain faithful and steadfast in following the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.